Look at you. You're actually here on time. That's kind of a surprise, considering the track record of Leafside. The last person they tried to give me ran away. It was fun for a little bit, I can't even lie. Trying to hunt her down, purposefully losing her so the game could continue longer, but eventually I grew bored and I caught her. I didn't toy with her for too long. And that was many, many years ago. I don't suppose you know a Reyna Pebble Block, do you? Yeah, that's what I was expecting. It was ages ago, so I'm not terribly surprised by it. I suppose this time around they gave me a volunteer, huh? Well, it's nice to meet you, baby. The townsfolk call me the Purple Serpent, but you can call me Nis. Since we're going to be spending quite a lot of time together, it makes sense that you get used to calling me by my real name. Now, let's take a proper look at you. If you are my gift for keeping them safe all spring and summer, I might as well see what kind of condition you're in, my boy. Slithering around you, you watch my tail. Purple scales glinting in the setting sun as I take in your form. Did you do the paint yourself? Such a interesting design. The way the gold curls over your body, winding around, creating different occult symbols. Do you know what any of these mean? It seems you were the best they could offer on such short notice. Winter must be coming very fast. And their harvest, well, if winter's coming quickly, well, their harvest must not have been as bountiful as they had hoped. Everything that isn't being eaten is being stored and rationed to survive the harsh months up ahead. What a brutal life down in the village. Normally, I'm given things I can work with. Blankets, wine, grain. Hell, even an old shirt or two would do wonders. You being sent here means they value their own comfort over yours. Apparently, you're one less mouth to feed, one less body to clothe, one less person to worry about in these harsh, unforgiving months. Instead of parting with their rags and their food, they decided to offer something bigger. They believe my protection is worth the life of a soul, and who am I to argue? You should be flattered that they picked you. It means you're just my type. Gold paint highlighting your eyes and lips. An intricate rune with me at the center of your chest. The townspeople worked awfully hard to make sure you were appealing to me, didn't they? It's probably for the best. I'm their only line of defense against the hordes of goblins, the packs of werebears, and don't even get me started on the Shadowwalkers. Oh my god, I would be here for hours talking to you about them. They've gotten everywhere. It's a fucking infestation. The people of Leafside could have parted with anything. Really, they could have parted with random jewelry or random stones and baubles, but no. They decided to part with someone who was important. fills me with a sense of pride. They wouldn't have parted with you unless they were desperate and couldn't afford to part with anything else. Must be bare bones down there, huh? Well, I see this more as a positive. Things like blankets don't create warmth. They just retain it. And you know I'm cold-blooded, so it's rather hard for me to maintain the heat of my den during hibernation. I end up relying on the wine, you know, drinking from it, hoping it'll warm my scales up from the inside out and I'll be able to get some warmth. You're going to be my furnace this winter, right? That's why you're here? I don't understand. You seem surprised by this. Did the elders not tell you that this is why they do seasonal offerings? I don't have access to everything you guys do in the village. Like I mentioned, blankets are nice and all, but I can't retain heat. I don't make it. Not to mention, I have a ton of blankets from the previous seasonal offerings I can always use. On top of that, blankets don't engage in conversation like this. Blankets don't shiver or sigh as my tail presses against them. You are so much more entertaining than a blanket could ever be. With the rations I already have saved up, you're going to be having quite an enjoyable winter. All the bread you can eat, all the wine and ale you can drink, and all you have to do is stay in my den with me. Let me coil around you, use you as my personal heater. It's not a bad gig for you. When spring rolls around, I'll let you out and you can return to the village, a triumphant hero, helping the guardian of the forest through the freezing winter months. You'll be able to regale the story at parties and bars. Don't you want to be the talk of the town? You say that like you don't like being the center of attention. But that gold paint and revealing outfit say otherwise. Oh, come on. You can't be oblivious to the cutouts in the fabric, letting bits of the occult sigils underneath peek out. Oh, it's such a good look. I can actually get a better look at these ones. Huh. Would you look at that? The elder sent you here with a purpose. Before I tell you what they mean, I'm going to ask again. Do you know what's painted on your body? They covered you in protection, that's true, as well as fertility symbols. They were hoping you would get lucky with me. Oh, there's no reason to be embarrassed about that, baby. It's tradition. You never know how the volunteer is going to come back. I remember giving Raina a parting gift because she had begged for it. Once she received one of my eggs, I never saw her again. You won't forget about me once you're finished with your duty, will you? I know it's not in character for Alamia to feel lonely. I know. We're solitary creatures by nature, only meeting up for mating, I know. But in the winter months, I find that I want a bit of attention. There isn't much going on during the colder months outside of my den, and buried deep in here, well, there's even more nothing. The only things that fill my time are sleeping and eating. There's no entertainment of any kinds, and I feel like I'm losing my mind more often than not. I want more. I've been hoping, hoping so hard for the past few years that they would send me another person. Seems the stars were on my side this time because they finally sent me you, baby. With how they trust you up, it's almost like you're mine from one of my dreams. The perfect sacrifice. Waiting and wanting. Could get lost staring into your beautiful eyes. Leaning into my hand as I caress your cheek. Your eyelids flutter shut. You were expecting to be scared by my presence, but now you find it has this odd calming effect on you, doesn't it? You feel my tail starting to wrap around your body. The scales shimmy against your skin, causing goosebumps to start to form. You weren't expecting my tail to be so strong, to start coiling around you so tightly. Binding your neck. You didn't realize I would be going from the top down. I want you to still have access to your lower half, baby. I have plans for you that involve your legs. Feeling my heavy tail sweep over your shoulders. You feel your arms get pressed against your torso. You test to see how strong the tail is, finding you can't even move a little bit. It's made out of pure muscle. Makes it so much easier to squeeze, you baby. Oh, if I'm not careful, I might move the wrong bit. End up cutting off your air supply. Oh, you just focus on how nice my scales feel coiling around you. Your fingers start trying to pet the scales. So curious to feel more of me. You've never been this up close and personal with Lamia, and it shows. You'll get to touch me in due time. We're going at my pace, baby. You're not going to get greedy on me all of a sudden, are you? Well, that would slow my coiling down. You don't want me to drag this out longer, do you? No, because you want to know what I have planned. You feel excitement starting to grow as my tail wraps a bit lower. Completely covering your ribs and starting on your stomach. Every glide of my tail against you brings your body that much closer to mine. You squirm in the bindings absently, testing to see how much give you have. You have a hard time standing still, don't you? Seems I made the right call, starting with your upper half then. Your legs wouldn't have been able to take the squeezing that your upper half is. Coughing as the oxygen gets knocked out of your lungs again, you look at me with a bit of a frantic look in your eye. The squeezing hasn't stopped yet. I just keep going. Keep coiling around you as your air supply starts to become more precious. Cuddled and coiled in my tail. Why don't you ask nicely for air? Such a good boy. Relaxing into my tail as it holds you up. You feel it start to coil over your hips, slowly snaking around your body, just can't help how your excitement grows with every layer that's added. It's so hard to keep to yourself with that giant smile plastered on your cute face. Didn't realize how much it gotten wrapped up while you were begging for air. Remembered your manners and everything. I'm impressed with you, baby. Who trained you? Is that so? Now that your upper half is completely restrained in me, I can bring you closer. Look at you, practically tripping over your 2 feet as you're brought face to face with me. The fresh scent of roses and coconut fill your nostrils as you take note of my glowing yellow eyes. Slits for pupils. You look down and see there is still a bit of length of my tail left over. If I wanted to, I could wrap you up completely and bring you into my den that way. But I thought it would be more fun if I tested you out first. I wanted to see if you have what it takes to hibernate with me.